USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is set to vote on Thursday on a $500 billion spending bill that will give coronavirus relief to small businesses, hospitals, and local and state governments. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says we do have to start pumping the brakes, though, on considering another stimulus package.
And I think it's also time to begin to think about the amount of debt that we're adding to our country and the future impact of that. But until we can begin to open up the economy, we can't spend enough money to solve the problem.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says China's government did not reveal the full extent of the initial coronavirus outbreak in a timely fashion. Pompeo telling reporters that China had a responsibility to issue a thorough and candid alert to the World Health Organization. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. So again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, give him my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
An earthquake strikes in Southern California, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Parts of Southern California rattled overnight by a magnitude 3.7 earthquake that struck Los Angeles County. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake, originally reported as a magnitude 3.8, struck at about midnight Pacific time in the View Park Windsor Hills area near Inglewood, about 10 miles from downtown L.A. Although there were no immediate reports of damage or injuries, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti did tweet that the fire department had been activated to conduct its routine surveys of the city to assess any damages from the quake.
Foodborne illness outbreaks will cost Chipotle a lot of money. The fast food chain has agreed to pay $25 million for the outbreak that happened between 2015 and 2018. Chipotle's CEO says the settlement shows how seriously they take food safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Wednesday, President Trump signed an executive order prohibiting immigration into the United States for 60 days. The order does not target temporary workers and those here as guest workers. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox News the same Democrats who are against this are always against the president.
I think this is a reasonable short-term measure, a reasonable emergency measure. And predictably, Democrats are attacking it politically. They're attacking it on both fronts. You know, it's the same opposition they had when the president on January 31st halted flights into and out of China. That decision, by the way, saved lives in America. I chaired a hearing in the Senate with experts from the CDC, the Department of Transportation, and Customs and Border Patrol. All three expert witnesses told us in the Senate hearing right. That shutting down air travel into and out of China saved lives. What did Joe Biden do? He called the president a xenophobe for doing that. Same thing when the president halted travel into and out of Europe. Same thing today. You know, the Democrats make a lot of noise about wanting to do more to stop the spread of coronavirus, but when the president stands up and does that, all they can do is attack him. And let me say finally, not only is there the security threat of coronavirus and want to minimize additional transmission.
And finally, it was back on this day in 1970 when millions of Americans for the first time celebrated Earth Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.